This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 6th. God's word for you today is faith and wisdom. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 21, verse 31. And it says, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." There is nothing wrong with planning, with systems, with faith, and with prayer. Anyone who says you have prayed enough does not understand prayer. Anyone that says you have worked enough does not understand the nature of work. The two must come together. God has not called us to strike a balance. God has called us to work in harmony. So we have the principles of Jesus and the person of Jesus. The principles of Jesus will make you prosperous on earth, but it is the person of Jesus that will get you admitted in heaven. Your relationship with the person of Jesus will guarantee your salvation in heaven, but your operating of the principles of Jesus will guarantee your success here on earth. It is very possible to have the person of Jesus and suffer on earth and have the principles of Jesus and go to hell. God has not asked us to strike a balance. God has asked us to bring them together in harmony, such that on earth we are formidable, we are indestructible, we are prosperous, we are powerful, we are great, and in heaven we are present. In other words, God wants us to be battle ready. Proverbs 21 verse 31 says, "Do your best, prepare for the worst, then trust God to bring victory." To be ready for battle means two things: do your best and prepare for the worst. You are ready for battle when you do your best, when you expect the best, and you are also prepared for the worst. If you do not expect the best or you do your best, you are not ready for battle. If you do your best and you do not expect the worst, you are not ready for the worst, you are not ready for battle. If you are ready for the worst and you do not do your best, you are not ready for battle. God says, do your best, prepare for the worst, then trust God to bring victory. Isn't the word of God amazing? God brings the two worlds together. Work for the best, prepare for the worst, and trust God to bring the victory. Work for the best. What does it mean to expect the best? In biblical terms, it means to have faith. When you expect the best, it simply means to have faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see." We expect the best. Are you putting in a proposal? Expect the best. Are you trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Are you trusting God to complete that project? Expect the best. That is faith. As you go about your day today, expect the best. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see. The first part is to expect the best, to have an assurance of the things that we cannot see. Work for the best. In other words, have faith. The second part is plan for the worst. What does it mean to plan for the worst in biblical terms? It means to operate in wisdom. Do not be foolish. Plan for the worst. Operate in wisdom. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the courage to work for the best, have faith, prepare for the worst, operate in wisdom, and to trust God to bring the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.